This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The jury begins deliberating the charges against Kyle Rittenhouse today in his murder trial after lawyers give their final arguments. Rittenhouse is charged with shooting two men dead at a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and wounding a third. The AP's Julie Walker.
The case raised questions about racial justice, policing, firearms, and white privilege that polarized people. Rittenhouse sobbed as he testified he acted in self-defense, saying he feared for his life last year during a night of unrest following the shooting death by police of Jacob Blake, a black man. Rittenhouse is white, so were his victims. Prosecutors paint him as a vigilante who came to the protest with a rifle to provoke a response. With a verdict near, the governor put 500 National Guard on standby. I'm Julie Walker.
A 9-year-old boy who'd been in a coma for more than a week has now died, the latest person to die after that music festival crowd surge in Houston. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Ezra Blount was just 9 years old. He had been in a medically induced coma since the night of the show after suffering severe damage to his brain, kidney, and liver. His father said he had the boy on his shoulders when the crowd surge hit. Tristan Blount says he lost consciousness, and when he came to, he could not find his son. They eventually found him at a hospital suffering from the very injuries that have now claimed his life. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is talking about being back on the field after that positive COVID test and quarantine.
Most emotions from the whole night was probably walking off the field after the game. Definitely got me a little misty.
His Packers beat Seattle last night 17-0. Police in Liverpool, England say an explosion in a taxi outside a hospital that killed a man is being treated as a terrorist incident, but the motive remains unclear. This is AP News. President Biden will sign his infrastructure bill into law this afternoon, more money for roads and bridges included. But what about his domestic policy package? The AP's Jennifer King reports on how that's going.
Consumer prices have soared 6.2% over the last year, and the director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, acknowledged prices may not fully return to a more normal level until next year. He says the $1.85 trillion package coming to a vote in the House this week will go a long way towards lowering costs for American families. Appearing on CNN and ABC's Sunday talk shows, Deese said the measure includes provisions that will lower the cost of prescription drugs, health care, child and elder care, and housing, and help get Americans back to work. House centrists have said they will vote for the package if an upcoming Congressional Budget Office analysis confirms White House estimates that the bill is fully paid for. The bill faces even bigger challenges in the evenly split Senate over cost, with no votes to spare. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.